in a time of prayer. Lord, we are about to read from your word, and then we're about to hear some words that are reflected upon that. And we ask, God, that as we listen to these words that are read and reflected upon, Lord, that you would open up the hearts of the people, that you would open up my heart as well, so that the words may come out okay. Because this, again, is all about you, Father. And thank you for blessing us with your words tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm reading from Colossians chapter 3. Three verses within Colossians chapter 3. You'll find it in 955 of your pew Bibles. It says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with one another and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. It's the word of the Lord. You know, one thing that we do at this time of year, whether you really realize it or not, is we look back like we've just looked back in the pictures, in the remembrances, your shared remembrances. We look back and we say, wow, that was a pretty good year. And then we say, for most of us, I hope that we're saying that. But then we look back, then we look ahead as well, and we say, you know, I'd really like to improve on something. And that's where the whole New Year's resolution thing comes in anyway, right? We want to improve. So maybe we want to improve our, you know, our physical health, you know, maybe lose some weight. I know some of us, present company included, could lose some weight. Get more fit, eat well. You know, we want to do this stuff. Maybe we want to read the Bible more. You know, maybe we want to engage in a year-long Bible reading, like we want to read the Bible in 1 year. Maybe we want to see our family more, visit more. Maybe we want to spend time, less time behind the screen and more time with our nose in a book. Maybe we just want to pray more or become more spiritual. We want to improve. And I think that we do this, many of us do this, regardless whether we intend to or not. We just sort of say, you know what? It's a new page is turning. Tonight, a new page is turning, and I think I'm going to do this to improve myself, even if it is just a little bit. The problem is, though, is that we have a degree of error in our New Year's resolutions, usually. Because sometimes we say, I know what I'm going to do. I am going to do all of it. I'm going to lose a ton of weight. I'm going to exercise every day. I'm going to eat great. And I am going to look like $1 million by the end of 2019. And it's all going to happen. And I've set the bar way up high. Do you know that they've actually come up with a date that's called Quitter Day. Statistically, anybody want to hazard a guess as to what that date is? Sorry? January 2nd. Wow. That's optimism. I love that. Nope, it's not January 2nd. Okay. Yes, Bruce. Sorry? After the first week of February? Okay. Spike? February or January 14th?
February.
February 14th, Valentine's Day. That's Quitter's Day? Sorry about that, Jenny. It's actually January 12th. By January 12th, statistically, by January 12th, 90% of the people drop their New Year's resolution. They just can't accomplish it. By January 12th. And it's staggering, 90%. And so when we come to a text like today, and we take a look at what Paul is saying to the church in Colossae, and he's saying, clothe yourselves. I love this about Paul. He's saying, clothe yourselves. Put this stuff on. Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. Bear with each other. Forgive everybody. And put on love, which is the peace that holds it all together. Put on love. And you go, yeah, I want to do that. I want to be all that. We're setting the bar really high, aren't we? Aren't we setting the bar high? Because just before this passage that we just read, Paul's telling us to get rid of all the junk in our lives. He says, in fact, you've died to it. You've died to impurity and lust and evil desires and greed. And get rid of malice and anger and rage and filthy language. And don't lie to each other. And you go, and he's saying, these are the things that you've died to. These are the things you have to cast off. Get rid of those things so that you're now without clothes. You're naked. And now clothe yourselves with compassion and kindness and humility and gentleness and patience. And we see this and we go, this is not doable. Because I still got greed. Or I still have a problem with lust. Or I got anger issues that I just can't seem to resolve. And we say, this is not doable. We're going to be like Jenny says, we're going to be on January 2nd. Cutting all this out. Quitter's Day, forget it. We're going to be on January 2nd. We're going to be looking at this. So what is Paul saying here? What is Paul talking about? When we have Jesus Christ in our lives, when we accept Christ, we are forgiven. Forgiven. What does it mean to be forgiven? It means that now Christ can do a work in you and me. And it's a work that is a process of renewal. And if we slip back a couple pages to Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, maybe 2 Corinthians 5. If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. Remember? Sound familiar? These old, ragged, filthy clothes of rage and malice and slander, they're gone. Put on new clothes. Patience and kindness and gentleness and humility. We put on the new clothes. Because Christ has entered into our lives. We are forgiven. If we are forgiven, then the Holy Spirit is open in us to do his work. And we are in a constant transformation. If we slip to 2 Corinthians 3. Yes. I think it's 3. I know it's 3. Or maybe 4. Here we go. 4, sorry. Outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. Being renewed day by day. This word renewed is metamorpho. Metamorpho. It's where we get the word metamorphosis from. And meta means large, huge, and or total. And morph, of course, means change. And we are totally changing. We are being renewed. You know, when we look at metamorphosis, we often think of a butterfly, the caterpillar to butterfly scenario, right? Where we have a caterpillar, and he makes for himself a cocoon, and then the cocoon, after a while, he's in the cocoon, he comes out as a wonderful, beautiful butterfly, right? We look at that. That's metamorphosis. It's a complete change. It's completely different than anything that we were before. It's totally radical. And this is the change that is happening in us after we've accepted Christ. When we accept Jesus, there is nothing else that matters. We are being changed through the Holy Spirit's power. And it is a process. The caterpillar doesn't sit inside the cocoon and go, man, I'm really going to change into a butterfly now. He doesn't do that. He is being changed. It's something that we don't do. And it's something that Paul says that you cannot do. You are being renewed. It is something that is happening to you. And it's something that is continually happening until we meet that time when we are with Almighty God. This renewal is awesome. So, we've accepted Christ, but we still have this baggage that we have, this sin stuff that's going on. And we say, now, how's this work now? Because I still got this rage and anger and all this stuff. But Paul also talks about elsewhere. He talks about lingering sin. If this is lingering in you, don't sweat it, because you've been accepted. So in Christ, then, when we have given ourselves over to Jesus, we don't need to be guilty. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me, says what song? In Christ alone. In Christ alone, my hope is found. This song says it perfectly. We'll be singing it after the message today. You see, once we are in Jesus, we are constantly changing into something that He is wanting us to be. And what it will be, what it will end up to be, is going to be just like this. We are patient and kind. And in Colossians, and I'm having trouble finding it, and there it is. And we will be compassionate and full of kindness and humility, and we'll be gentle and patient. It's a process. It's a process. And we will be that way. We may not be that way by Quitter's Day, and we may not be that way by Quitter's Day next year. Or the year after. But every year, may I suggest, taking stock of how you've changed over the past year. Maybe you should do that now. As you reflect on this past year and you look forward to the next year, as you're doing that, just take stock of where you were, how you felt, and see if anything has changed. And ask God to help you change more. Amen. Why don't we sing that song that we've just heard me talk about, In Christ Alone?